It's the ultimate business trip, flying in Emirates First Class. With your own fully enclosed private suite, you can order from an extensive international menu along with premium drinks. There's even a bar and an exclusive shower spa on the Emirates A380. Along with chauffeur-driven airport transfers and the Emirates Lounge, it's a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
Money that needed to be spent last night. Because them Super Bowl commercials were the whitest Super Bowl commercials I ever done seen. Super Bowl 60 commercials would go down as like they was made in the 50s.
Well, it is the 250th anniversary of that country this year.
Are you talking about that Spanish country we live in? Well, if y'all know, we with the shits today. Shout out to the Seattle Seahawks, Super Bowl 60 champions and all they fans. We finna roll right into it. Thank y'all for joining us on the Watch for the Hook Wednesday with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It is Michael Wiz.
Tatiana.
That's just gonna get shit, man. I don't even see. She was shit for real. I ain't even finna install with you, that child. But I want to know, Miss Parker.
Boy.
Where was the black Super Bowl commercials?
Okay, so I think we actually have two different stances on this. You're like, where was the black Super Bowl ads and yada, yada, yada? You're like, and I'm just trying to understand, like, what are you trying to say?
Them racist white folks didn't have no black Super Bowl ads, not geared toward black people. I'm saying up front. For the last 50, some Super Bowls you done seen them.
Okay, but this is my thing. Did they not put the money up for it?
Oh, you know we got that money.
Okay, but did they put it up? Because I can't imagine them turning down a dollar.
Culture will waste money as easily as anything. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Do that a lot.
We got money to waste for $3.5 million.
But this, you keep saying, where were the commercials at? Where were the commercials at? And I'm like, did they put up any money for any commercials?
Oh, I know he did.
Okay. So you're telling me that you can say for sure that African Americans or minorities of some sort put up money for commercials and that the commercials were simply not shown? Is that what you're saying?
Shoot you.
That's a motherfucking lie. You ought to stop.
You sound
dumb as fuck.
BNC.
You sound dumb
as hell.
Just
think about it.
No.
How many?
No.
How many?
There is no way.
Yes.
They're going to allow people to pay for commercials and then they're just simply not show. So now they want lawsuits because you paid. There's a contractual agreement and you paid for airtime. And if I gave you my money, and you told me we're going to air between, you know, this day between this time block, and you didn't do it. Well, now I'm in breach of contract. I'm not stupid enough to do that.
What country you been living in?
These
folks break laws.
Mike, stop. You ought to stop. I'm going to end this podcast, this episode. No. So they stole black folk money for commercial. Are you really? I'm going to tell you who you sound like. I'm not even going to say it on the air. No.
Tell you true.
I think this volume is up extra loud on this mic. I think I need to put it down.
It's just you, me, animated.
No. What? I'm animated?
Animated.
You just sound dumb as hell over here.
I believe it to the fact.
So you mean to tell me this quadrillion, that's not a number, but it is today, this quadrillion dollar industry is going to take somebody's $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million, and I'm just going to be a joker, and I'm just going to not show their commercial. And don't think there are no consequences? Stop.
Yes.
Stop, and I hope you weren't at work sounding stupid as fuck today, because right now you sound stupid.
People didn't even bring it up at work, because they couldn't understand the halftime show.
Well, I was still trying to, I was grooving with it, okay? I was grooving with it.
Hey, listen. This is one thing that I'll keep telling
people. You jump in shit.
No,
I'm going to breach contract. It is a contractual obligation.
People who
I don't have time for this. I don't have time. You, at this point, you got to validate. You got to bring me somebody that said, I paid $1.25 million for my commercial and it wasn't shown. I need to hear that.
They'll come up.
It's not happening. They didn't put no damn money up. If you put your money up for a commercial, your commercial was played.
So you saying all these hip hop commercials, all this stuff we've seen for the last 30 years. Last night, the people, the black people chose to sit out putting out Super Bowl ads.
I'm saying the people who had commercials shown yesterday evening paid for them. That's what I'm saying. Now, if the people who have been pumping commercials out chose to run their dollars towards a melanated subject and just simply chose in the past but chose not to do it this year, that's one other thing. Because you cannot sit up here and tell me that black people, when black people are in Super Bowl commercials, because of black people paid for it. That's bullshit. Don't a damn black person own Pepsi.
I'm sorry.
That's just stupid.
There's no way. Last night.
What they did was,
come on,
believe it. Decided to not put their money towards those subjects. They was like, why hell? We already got a melanated halftime show. Y'all ain't getting in our commercials. You had us in them in Wegovy. Wegovy. He lose weight.
Yeah. Hey, man, this is the weight loss drug.
There was your black people.
Ooh.
But you're trying to say black people, it was some black people paid for commercials and those commercials were simply not shown.
I'm saying that's black culture. Unless somebody call me and tell me that black culture set out Super Bowl 60 commercials, I'm saying we would white it out. And I'm going to stick to that. We will
you know what? I don't want to hear it. This is stupid. This is stupid.
Ain't no way.
This is stupid.
I've been watching Super Bowl since I was a kid.
No one cares.
And I ain't never not seen commercials.
So you saying
commercials. There was us as a culture.
And this is the thing. If there's an application process for the commercials, then yeah, they could have chosen to include and exclude whomever they wanted to. And they absolutely have their damn right. Is it right or wrong? That's up to each individual to decide. But what you're saying is these black folk had their money stolen. And that's a damn lie.
I'm saying that. I'm saying they stole the money.
It sounds stupid.
I'm saying they stole the money.
It sounds
stupid. I'm saying stupid. They whited us out and they just going to sit here and not even acknowledge that they did anything.
Now, I don't doubt the whole potentially, you know, white it out factor. If there's criteria to be met, if there's an application process, then yeah, you do get to cherry pick what you want, you know, what you want. But to sit up here and go so far as to say 15 black people paid $1.25 million for 30-second slots during the Super Bowl from the time frame of 3:30 to 10:30 and their commercial wasn't shown. That's a lie.
I'm sticking to that too.
That's stupid.
Give it a couple of weeks.
That's watch stupid.
Give it some
That's
time.
That's stupid. I promise you, if some shit like that come out, I'll buy you what you've been trying to get.
Don't worry. When I come back on air, I'll let the listeners know what I'm finna get. Hey, y'all heard it here. You know what I'm gonna get?
Probably not shit.
When I asked for it, y'all just remember on episode 192, Michael Parker said that they robbed. And they whited out the Super Bowl now, commercials.
Whited out if there's, you know, inclusion, exclusion criteria, yes.
They excluded and the dollars.
There's potential. But you started out by saying, because see, now you're in flip-flop. That's stupid. Nobody's done that.
I don't put nothing past these people.
I think they simply didn't take the money and was like, we ain't going to show your commercial. And they had enough seat fillers to do that.
Even if that happened, it's still bullshit too.
Well, nobody. I'm not saying you have to agree or disagree. I'm just saying what you saying is just so fucking inaccurate.
Don't know. Till they prove me wrong.
Please.
They gotta prove me wrong first.
Some thought processes are so ridiculous and ludicrous that it's not worth trying to prove.
Like, you know, we thought we'd never have a felon as president. And this dude got more felonies than most convicted drug dealers. But he's still the president. So once I learned that thing could happen, everything else, I don't know how to turn my mic.
You should knock it down.
I should have knocked it down for them horrible commercials from last night. But even on from the commercials, let's talk about the halftime show that nobody could understand for the second year in a row. Now last year they couldn't understand Kendrick. Kendrick spoke plain English.
Mm.
Now, last night, Bad Bunny spoke in all Spanglish.
It is.
Everybody still couldn't understand.
Mm-mm. And I saw people on LinkedIn clowning about it. I'm like, I thought this was a platform for jobs.
LinkedIn ain't doing nothing but turn into a matchmake.com fakery. But I'm going to tell you what Bad Bunny's halftime show did show. Told history.
Oh, it did.
And see, that's what them people get so upset about.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Don't y'all show that history that we done done to people and how we screwed people over, how we were throwing paper towels when the hurricane came through in Puerto Rico. Don't y'all depict that? Don't y'all depict that? Yeah, y'all didn't have power for God knows how long because we ain't tried to fix the grid yet.
Did you see him up there on the power line?
Did you see him? Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Did you see the sugar cane from the jump?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They was chopping it, too.
That was their first main export.
It was.
Who would make him chop that cane? Oh, that was a good hurt. Tell the truth. And they could understand that he was telling them to go somewhere and have a drink and enjoy the show.
Yeah, he gave him two middle fingers last night. I said, ooh, that was painful.
And then I was kind of disappointed in the black. But the black culture game on went on their web sickle cycles this morning and said, I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. I turned around and I said, dang.
So sometimes when you're watching, sometimes when you're dealing with art, you don't have to be able to like hear it, right? To understand it, you can see it, right? And it should tell a story. When you're walking through an art gallery, there's nobody telling you the story of the picture on the wall. You look at it and you interpret what you want to interpret. Hopefully you interpret what they're trying to put out there. But it is up and open to interpretation. You could have left that show on mute last night.
That show was jamming.
And I said, and I heard a maraca or nothing else, right?
I'm trying my salsa two-step.
You could have put it on mute, but if you just watched it, you saw it go from sugar cane and it went on into you saw the bodegas.
They dance in the front of the house.
Yeah, you saw the house. You saw the family kick back. You saw the little kids. You know what I'm saying?
He dated a boy who was almost deported by ICE his Grammy.
He did.
See, that's one thing I didn't like about us is that we as a culture love a good story. You know what I'm saying? My art, we tell stories.
We do. I mean, but you even saw how as he was going through the field, right? It was a maze. So every time he turned the corner, it was something else that was symbolic of their culture. You saw the stand where they have like the ice cream or the stand with the drinks, or you turned the other corner and you saw like the uncle and the grandpa or the daddy and the pawpaw playing, you know, some type of game.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Sounds like shows we as a culture have put on. But then I guess because we didn't understand the words, we refused to look at the story.
What you had to do was look. You didn't have to hear anything he was saying. He went up the light pole, you know, they had three of them dancing up the light pole, like barely strapped in.
They had no
power. No safety gear, right? They up there ducking it out. Like, you know that?
They
dancing around the cars, the hoopties.
Just like we can appreciate the whole West Coast one from a few years ago.
Yeah.
When they was crip walking and sea walking, even last year when Kendrick was doing his thing and dropping them subliminals. How do we, this is what I'm saying, we can't be sitting up there, woe is me, we in the fight together, and then you see a story, and you're like, well, that ain't our story.
That's not my story. Did you see all the flags at the end?
Hey, lots of.
I'm like, so what are we missing? Like, literally, what did you have to hear or be told tonight to get it? Like, yeah. What was it?
I even had to even bring up, you know, when we went to Cuba, you know, the whole Castro situation, you know, and how
he was painted as a villain
when
to
he
us.
Was actually the real, like,
no, he was the one that jumped in front of the bullet.
And that's what our people have to understand about the history we taught. A bunch of that shit is lying. Puerto Rico is still...
Castro said, we're going to be no Miami over here.
Nah, because it was before Miami.
Right. Miami it would have been original Miami.
Exactly.
Like, nah, he's like, nah, you ain't coming. No, we keeping this right here with the family.
Just think about it. Cuba is a property of, Puerto Rico is a property of the United States. But it's not a state.
No, it's not.
It gets funding from the United States, but they don't cast a vote.
Right.
They have no representation.
No.
But the United States owns their rights.
Right.
Damn, don't that sound messed up?
Mm-hmm. Sound
like modern day slavery.
Sound
like they're in the modern day slavery. We
own
you, but
you.
We don't want you.
Yeah, we own you. We don't really want you. We gonna need you and utilize you when we want to. We'll help you out when we want to.
Cast a vote.
But we gonna keep you over there because you're really not a whole human. Okay, it sound like slavery to me.
Craziest thing is they're closer than Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah,
to the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be like, oh, well, they ain't close enough. Like, nah, y'all got a whole nother state that's on the other end of Canada that somehow belongs to the United States.
Right.
And then some islands off in the Pacific that's damn near halfway around the world somehow still belong to the United States.
Right.
But we got a country that's right next door. You can literally almost throw some boats and hit it.
You said some boats.
Yeah, you can't throw a rock. I didn't
want to say the rock.
It's a little far. My arm might hurt. But they don't get no representation.
Mm-mm.
They don't get a seat at the table.
Mm-mm-mm.
But then you want to say, well, we got an artist from the United States, but he's not American. I ain't not American. He got
Hell
a social security number.
Everybody American.
Land of the free, home of the brave, huh?
Everybody American.
They just be sitting in line. They throw that line around. So, you know, it's the land of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's questionable.
Yeah, for some.
That's questionable.
But hey, ain't no more football to August. So, Lord, I'm finna be having to watch all the basketballs.
What you mean? You don't want to watch WNBA with me?
Oh, you know I love, you know, football. My first love besides you, baby. But, you know.
Wow.
You know I love my football.
Working
you know.
Hard, aren't you? Working overtime.
You worked hard for this, honey.
Yeah.
So, hey, gonna keep the football talk cold down to August, people. Miss Parker, you got any parting words on the back end of Super Bowl 60?
All I have to say is your conspiracy theory this time was excessive.
Like Marshawn Lynch, wait till I get my licks at. Catch y'all next time.
It's the ultimate business trip. Flying in Emirates First Class. With your own fully enclosed private suite, you can order from an extensive international menu along with premium drinks. There's even a bar and an exclusive shower spa on the Emirates A380. Along with chauffeur-driven airport transfers and the Emirates Lounge, it's a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.